Kwani ni dhambi inashinda kanisa?
Step by step.
Hatua kwa hatua.
And he says here.
Na anasema hapa.
In the book of John.
Kwenye kitabu cha Yohana.
The book of John chapter 16.
Kitabu cha Yohana sura ya 16.
Next door.
Mlango unaofuata.
John 16, blessed people.
Yohana 16, watu wabarikiwa.
7:11.
Mstari wa 7 hadi 11.
But I tell you the truth.
Anasema lakini amin amin nawaambia.
It is for your good that I'm going away.
Ni kwa ajili ya wema wenu ya kwamba ninaondoka.
Unless I go away.
Isipokuwa niondoke.
The counselor will not come to you.
Huyo mshauri hata kuja kwenu.
But if I go.
Lakini nikienda.
I will send him to you.
Nitamtuma kwenu.
When he comes.
Na atakapokuja.
He will convict the world of his guilt.
Atathibitisha ulimwengu kuhusu dhambi yake.
In regard to sin.
Kuhusiana na dhambi.
And righteousness.
Na haki.
And judgment.
Na hukumu.
And in regard to sin.
Na kuhabari ya dhambi.
Because men do not believe in me.
Kwa sababu wanadamu hawaniamini.
In regard to righteousness.
Kwa habari ya haki.
Because I'm going to the Father.
Kwa sababu ninakwenda kwa Baba.
Where you cannot see me any longer.
Mahali hamtaniona tena.
And in regard to judgment.
Na kwa habari ya hukumu.
Because the prince of this world.
Kwa sababu mkuu wa ulimwengu.
Now stands condemned.
Sasa amekwisha kuhukumiwa.
And so.
Na kwa hivyo.
He said, and ye shall receive power.
Alisema kwamba nanyi mtapokea nguvu.
This is the power that the church needs.
Hizi ndizo nguvu ambazo kanisa linahitaji.
And if you look at the present day church.
Na ukiangalia kanisa la sasa hivi.
She needs this power.
Anahitaji hizi nguvu.
The book, as we move on, blessed people.
Tunaposonga watu wabarikiwa.
Isaiah 44 promised the same power.
Kitabu cha Isaiah 44. Aliahidi nguvu hizo hizo.
Isaiah 44 verse 3.
Isaiah 44 mstari wa 3.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before we enter the depth, the deep of the thick.
Kabla tuingie katika vilindi vya nyama.
Isaiah 44.
Kitabu cha Isaiah 44.
He says the following.
Anasema yafuatayo.
Verse 3.
Mstari wa 3.
That power that was promised.
Nguvu hizo ambazo ziliahidiwa.
Change death. Change you from death to life.
Ambazo zitakubadilisha kabisa kutoka kwa mauti hadi kwa uzima.
He said, for I will pour water on the thirsty land.
Anasema kwa maana nitamimina maji juu ya nchi yenye kiu.
And streams on the dry ground.
Na vijito vya maji juu ya ardhi iliyokauka.
I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring.
Nitamimina roho wangu juu ya watoto wako.
And my blessing on your descendants.
Na baraka yangu juu ya wazao wako.
And he says now they will flourish with life after that.
Na anasema kwamba sasa wataweza kunawiri na uzima baada ya hiyo.
Isaiah 32.
Kitabu cha Isaiah 32.
The promise about the power.
Ahadi kuhusiana na nguvu.
Before we go into the power for the church.
Kabla tuingie katika nguvu za kanisa.
The power that the church has.
Nguvu ambazo kanisa liko nazo.
That she has not accessed.
Ambayo bado hajalipata.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 32:15.
Kitabu cha Isaiah 32:15.
Says the following.
Anasema yafuatayo.
Till the spirit is poured upon us.
Mpaka roho.
From on high.
Mpaka roho amwagwe juu yetu kutoka juu.
And the desert becomes a fertile field.
Nalo jangwa kuwa shamba lenye rutuba.
And the fertile field seems like a forest.
Na shamba lenye rutuba kuwa kama msitu.
That is the life-giving power of the power that he promised.
Hizo ndizo nguvu zipeanayo maisha ambayo nguvu aliyoahidi.
The Bible celebrating the occasion on which you would receive power from God, power from on high.
Biblia ikisherehekea kabisa lile tukio wakati ambapo mtapokea nguvu kutoka juu.
Before we go to the power to the church.
Kabla tuende kwa nguvu za kanisa.
What did the Bible say about the promise on how he shall receive power?
Je, Biblia ilisema nini kuhusiana na ahadi kuhusiana na ninyi mtapokea nguvu?
So you see that it's all over the Bible.
Je, hivyo basi mnaona kwamba iko kote kote kwenye Biblia.
There is no excuse whatsoever.
Na hakuna kijisababu chochote kile.
For the present day church. To walk in what the Spaniard called devilness, to walk while weak, there's no excuse whatsoever to walk without power.
Hakuna kijisababu kile chochote kile kutembea bila nguvu.
Because God has given us the spirit of power.
Kwa sababu Mungu ametupatia roho wa nguvu.
That we may overcome the world.
Ili kwamba tupate kushinda ulimwengu.
Because when we receive power.
Kwa sababu wakati tunapokea nguvu.
Then greater is he that is in us than the devil that is out there.
Yibasi yeye ni mkuu kabisa yeye aliye ndani mwetu kuliko shetani aliye kwa
nje. And this power, even the devils, the demons, they well understand the power Jesus has.
Na nguvu hizi hata mapepo wachafu wanaelewa vizuri kabisa nguvu ambazo Yesu wako nazo.
Step by step.
Hatua kwa hatua.
And he says here now.
Na anasema hapa
on the occasion when Jesus went to the feast.
Kuhusiana na lile tukio wakati ambapo Yesu alienda karamuni.
Turn with me right away to John chapter 7.
Geuka pamoja nami moja kwa moja kwenye kitabu cha
Yohana sura 7. The promise of the power you would receive.
Ahadi ya nguvu. nguvu ambazo mtapokea.
John chapter 7.
Kitabu cha Yohana sura ya 7.
Turn with me there, blessed people.
Geukeni pamoja nami pale watu wabarikiwa.
I'm reading from verse 37.
Ninasoma kuanzia mstari wa 37
and 38.
Na mstari wa 38.
It says, on the last and the greatest day of the feast.
Anasema katika siku ile.
I'm simply talking about how the Bible celebrated the power that was promised the church.
Kimsingi,
that is what I'm using to lay the foundation for tonight.
Kimsingi ninazungumza kuhusiana na jinsi ambavyo Biblia inasherehekea kabisa kabisa zile nguvu ambazo ziliahidiwa kanisa.
That the church was promised.
Ya kwamba kanisa liliahidiwa.
Prophecies were given.
Unabii zilipeanwa.
About the power that you'd receive.
Kuhusiana na nguvu ambazo mtapokea.
And right before Jesus left.
Na kabla tu Yesu kuondoka.
The last thing he said to the church.
Jambo la mwisho alilosema kwa kanisa.
Is that he shall receive power.
Ni kwamba nanyi mtapokea nguvu.
Then why hasn't the church received power?
Hivyo basi je, mbona kanisa halijapokea nguvu?
The present day church.
Kanisa la sasa hivi.
And the devil, the small devils are beclouding your life. They are ruining your life. They are mixing you in the mud of sexual sin. They turn you this way again and you cry on this side. Why do you pretend as though there is no power?
Na pepo wachafu wachafu kabisa wachafu wanawatumbua kabisa kabisa.
They make a pastor lie at the altar.
Wanafanya mchungaji adanganye kwa madhabahu.
They bring sexual sin into the church. Pregnancy here.
Wanaleta
dhambi ushirika kanisani. The church.
Kashfa hapa kanisani.
The church behaving as though there is no power.
Kanisa likijiendeleza kana kwamba hakuna nguvu.
Why are you acting as though God did not promise power?
Je, mbona mwajiendeleza kana kwamba Mungu hakuahidi nguvu?
And yet tonight,
na ilhali usiku wa leo,
in my small introduction foundation, I'm beginning with the promise. I'm beginning with the prophecies that promise power.
Katika,
and said, and ye shall receive power.
Katika utangulizi wangu mdogo, ninaanza na ile ahadi, wakati ambapo unabii zilisema ya kwamba, nanyi mtapokea nguvu, mtapokea nguvu.
On the last and the greatest day of the feast.
Katika ile siku ya mwisho ya siku kuu, siku ile
kuu. Jesus stood up.
Yesu alisimama.
And said in a loud voice.
Na akapaza sauti yake kuu.
If anyone is thirsty.
Kama mtu yeyote anaona kiu.
Let him come to me.
Wacha na aje kwangu.
And drink.
Na anywe.
Whoever believes in me.
Yeyote aniaminie mimi.
As the scripture has said.
Kama maandiko yasemavyo.
Streams of living water.
Vijito vya maji ya uzima.
Will flow from within him.
Vitatiririka ndani
mwake. So why are streams of living water not flowing out of the church today?
Hivyo basi mbona vijito vya maji ya uzima havitiririki kutoka
ndani? And the church is thirsty.
Nalo kanisa lina kiu.
When you go everywhere they are thirsty.
Ukienda kila mahali wana kiu.
The church in America is thirsty.
Kanisa kule Marekani lina kiu.
The church in South Korea is thirsty.
Kanisa kule Korea Kusini lina kiu.
The church in Australia is thirsty. They are saying we are too dry. We are looking for a little hope. The church has been thirsty in Europe. Has been thirsty in Africa. Thirsty in Asia. Thirsty in Canada. Thirsty in
Brazil.
They are thirsty. To the extent that sometimes they pretend they shake themselves like this in order to simulate what it would feel like when the power comes. They pretend to do like this to kind of imitate what it would feel like if power came. They even try to push some people to imitate what it would look like when power comes.
Hata huwa wanasukuma, wanajaribu kuwasukuma watu wengine ili kwamba kuiga kila ambacho itafanana wakati nguvu zitakapokuja.
And yet when the Lord sent these two prophets,
na ilhali wakati Bwana alipowatuma manabii hao,
they simply entered a meeting.
Wanaingia tu katika mkutano.
As you are about to see on the screen.
Kama vile mko karibu kuona.
And they announce,
na wanatangaza,
that now the power of the Lord has come here.
Ya kwamba sasa nguvu za Bwana zimekuja.
The healing anointing of God is now here.
Upako wa Bwana, uponyaji sasa uko
hapa. And they say, I'm going to walk by you.
Na wanasema ya kwamba ninaenda kutembea karibu.
Power will leave me.
Nazo nguvu zitatoka kwangu.
And the glory of power.
Na utukufu wa nguvu.
Will leave me and touch you.
Utanitoka kwangu.
And they simply walk by people.
Na wanatembea.
And it's unbelievable wonder. He promised power. God promised power. Nobody can say there is no power. The church has no excuse for walking without power. There is power. And he promised power. And he said you need power. To walk here you must have power. To be born again you need power. To minister Jesus you need power. And heaven has released power. The Holy Spirit has power. And God promised power.
mashetani ana nguvu nyingi
sana. Why?
Kwa nini?
I'm simply celebrating scriptures.
Kimsingi tu ninatoa maandiko yanayosherehekea.
As this little foundation for this night.
Kama msingi huu mdogo tu kwa ajili ya usiku huu.
The scriptures that promised power.
Maandiko ambayo yaliahidi nguvu.
And on the last and the greatest day of the feast.
Katika siku ile ya mwisho sikukuu siku ile kuu.
His student said.
Yesu akasimama na kusema.
With a loud voice.
Akiwa na sauti kuu.
Meaning he wanted everybody to hear.
Kumaanisha kwamba alitaka kila mtu
asikie. Meaning he wanted to present the authority.
Kumaanisha kwamba alitaka kudhihirisha mamlaka.
If anyone is thirsty.
Kama mtu yeyote anaona kiu.
Let him come to me and drink.
Wacha na aje kwangu na anywe.
And today the church is thirsty.
Na leo hii kanisa lina kiu.
Very thirsty.
Lina kiu sana.
When you see the church languishing around
ukiona kanisa likigaga
in sin,
katika dhambi,
then you know that she's really thirsty.
Basi unajua ya kwamba kwa kweli lina kiu sana.
She's looking for power.
Anatafuta nguvu.
And yet he said,
na ilhali anasema,
if anyone is thirsty,
ya kwamba kama yeyote ana kiu,
please come and drink.
Tafadhali njoni na munywe.
And the hour has come.
Na saa imewadia.
For the nations to drink
kwa
now.
Kwa mataifa kunywa sasa.
These two prophets have always announced.
Kila wakati hawa manabii wawili wametangaza.
I saw heaven open.
Niliona mbingu wazi.
I saw heaven standing open.
Niliona mbingu imesimama wazi.
I saw heaven open.
Niliona mbingu ikifunguka.
The book of Psalm 107.
Kitabu cha Zaburi 107.
We are now walking slowly into that power for the church.
Sasa tunaingia polepole katika nguvu hizo za kanisa.
The Psalm 107, blessed people.
Zaburi 107, watu wabarikiwa.
Verse 9.
Mstari wa 9.
And it says the following.
Na anasema yafuatayo.
The book of Psalm 107, verse 9.
Kitabu cha Zaburi 107, mstari wa 9.
And it says.
Na anasema.
For he satisfies the thirsty.
Kwa maana yeye humtosheleza mwenye kiu.
And he fills the hungry with good things.
Na kumshibisha mwenye njaa na vitu vyema.
For he satisfies the thirsty.
Kwa maana yeye humtosheleza mwenye kiu.
Satisfying their thirst.
Akitosheleza.
And he fills the hungry with good things in their stomachs.
Na kumshibisha mwenye njaa na vitu vizuri katika tumbo zao.
So if your hearts are hungry for God,
kwa hivyo kama mioyo zenu zina njaa kwa ajili ya
Mungu, he will fill it with good things, holy things.
Atawashibisha, atawajaza na vitu vyema.
He will fill your heart with the Holy Ghost.
Atajaza mioyo zenu na Roho Mtakatifu.
He's saying, if you as father,
anasema ya kwamba kama ninyi kama baba,
when your children, your sons, your children ask you for gifts,
wakati watoto wenu wana
do you know how to give them good gifts? Then how much more will your faithful Father in heaven give you the Holy Ghost when you ask for?
Basi ni zaidi gani wakati ambapo baba yenu mwaminifu aliye mbinguni atawapatia Roho Mtakatifu mtakapomuuliza.
He satisfies the thirsty.
Yeye huwatosheleza wenye kiu.
And fills the hungry with good things.
Na kuwashibisha wenye njaa na vitu vyema.
So God is willing.
Kwa hivyo Mungu ana hiari.
To release power.
Ya kuachilia nguvu.
Let us now begin step by step the book of Luke chapter 24.
Wacha sasa tuanze hatua kwa hatua kitabu cha Luka 24. Wacha tuangazie nguvu hizi.
The book of Luke 24 now.
Kitabu cha Luka 24 sasa.
Now let us enter the realm of this power.
Sasa wache tuingie katika nyanja ya nguvu hizi.
Before we go to Luke chapter 24.
Kabla tuende kwenye kitabu cha Luka 24.
Just turn with me right to Acts chapter 2, then we go to Luke.
Geuka pamoja nami tu kwenye kitabu cha Matendo sura ya pili halafu tutenda kwa Luka.
When he left them.
Wakati alipowaacha.
Right before he left.
Kabla tu aondoke.
He said, and ye shall receive power.
Alisema kwamba nanyi mtapokea nguvu.
Power from on high.
Nguvu kutoka juu.
Power from God.
Nguvu kutoka kwa Mungu.
So don't dare leave.
Hivyo basi msijaribu kuondoka.
Don't attempt to leave.
Msijaribu kabisa kuondoka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Until the power has come.
Hadi nguvu zimekuja.
Luke 24, we're going to read now 46, 49.
Kitabu cha Luka sura 24 tunaenda kusoma sasa hivi mstari wa 46 hadi 49.
But I'm reading the book of Acts chapter 2. You can read all the way but just a few scriptures.
Lakini ninasoma mstari wa Matendo ya Mitume sura ya pili mstari kadhaa tu.
And it says.
Na anasema.
Again, he said, I can read NIV, I can read King James.
Ninaweza kusoma tafsiri ya King James.
And when the Pentecost was fully come,
na ilipowadia siku ya Pentecoste,
they were all with one accord in one place.
Wote walikuwa pamoja katika mahali pamoja.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.
Na ghafla sauti kubwa kabisa.
Do you understand the power?
Je, mwelewa nguvu?
Even how the power comes.
Hata jinsi ambavyo nguvu zinakuja.
He comes with power.
Anakuja na nguvu.
And he's coming demonstrates power.
Na kuja kwake kunadhihirisha nguvu.
Such that there was some holy people that had come from all over the world to Jerusalem, they heard that power arriving. They heard it.
Kiasi kwamba kulikuwepo na watu fulani watakatifu ambao walikuwa wamekuja kote kote kutoka ulimwenguni, walikuwa wamekuja Yerusalemu, walisikia nguvu hizo.
They heard that power.
Walisikia nguvu hiyo.
And they responded.
Na wao wakaitikia.
You understand the power that they need to be receiving now.
Je, mnaelewa nguvu ambazo mnahitaji kuwa mnapokea sasa?
And he says here.
Na anasema hapa.
Again.
Tena.
And there appeared unto them, okay, and there again, mighty rushing wind,
upepo mkubwa unaovuma,
a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind,
ghafla sauti kutoka mbinguni kama vile upepo mkubwa,
and it filled all the house where they were sitting,
na ukaijaza nyumba yote walimokuwa wameketi.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of fire,
ndipo zikatokea ndimi kama,
meaning tongues of fire settled on each of them.
Ndipo zikatokea ndimi kama za moto zilizogawanyika na kukaa juu yao kila mmoja wao.
And it sat upon each of them.
Na ikakaa juu ya kila mmoja.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Na wote wakajazwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
And began to speak with other tongues.
Na wakaanza kunena kwa lugha nyingine.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Kama vile Roho alivyowajalia kutamka.
And began to speak in other tongues.
Na wakaanza kuzungumza katika ndimi zingine.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Kama vile Roho Mtakatifu alivyowajalia kutamka.
And began to speak in other tribes, na, other languages.
Na wakaanza kuzungumza katika lugha zingine.
As the Spirit enabled them, gave them utterance.
Kama vile Roho alivyowajalia.
He did not say.
Hakusema.
And began to fake speaking in other tribes.
Na wakaanza kufanya ubandia wa kuzungumza katika ndimi zingine.
As their minds dictated them, or as their mind deluded the world.
Kama vile akili zao zilivyopotosha ulimwengu.
No.
Hapana.
He's saying.
Anasema.
That this revelation that you see in the church is wrong.
Ya kwamba huku kuzungumza kwa ndimi kwa uongo ambako unaona kanisani ni mbaya.
Ndimi za uongo.
Ya kwamba.
That they're lies. I don't want to speak. That these tongues you see in the church, they're lies.
Ya kwamba hizi ndimi za uongo kanisani ni uongo.
Because he's saying,
kwa sababu anasema,
that yes, it is true, the Holy Spirit can give you tongues.
Ya kwamba ndio kwa kweli, ni kweli ya kwamba Roho Mtakatifu waweza kupatia ndimi.
But you cannot sit somebody down and tell them to open their tongue and repeat after you.
Lakini uweze kumkalisha mtu chini alafu uanze kufungua ndimi zao alafu uanze kuambia kwamba warudie nyuma yako.
Again, you cannot sit somebody down and tell them to open their tongues and repeat after you. Si kusema ufungue ndimi zao. To tell them to open their tongues and repeat after you.
Huwezi kukatisha. Huwezi kukatisha mtu chini alafu uambie kwamba wafungue vinywa vyao alafu sasa uambie kwamba waanze kurudia nyuma yako.
And he say.
Na anasema.
They spoke a legible language.
Ya kwamba walizungumza lugha
people could hear.
Ambayo watu waliweza kusikia.
And he say, as the Spirit of the Lord enabled them.
Na akasema kwamba kama vile Roho wa Bwana
aliwawezesha,
aliwapatia matamshi.
So when you see the happening in the church, you can tell they are saying, we are thirsty, we are hungry, please come to us. But there is a step they are avoiding: repentance and holiness.
Hivyo anasema ya kwamba ukiona ndimi za uongo zikiendelea kanisani, basi anasema ya kwamba wanayo kiu, lakini kunayo hatua ambayo wanaepukana nayo, toba.
And he says,
na anasema,
as the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterances.
Kama vile Roho wa Bwana alivyowajalia matamshi.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews.
Basi walikuwepo Yerusalemu wa Yahudi.
Devout men out of every nation under heaven.
Wanaomcha Mungu kutoka kila taifa chini ya mbingu.
Now when this was noised abroad.
Sasa waliposikia sauti hii.
The multitudes came together.
Umati wa watu ulikusanyika pamoja.
And were confounded.
Na walistaajabu.
Because every man heard them speak in his own language, mother tongue, in other words.
Kwa sababu kila mmoja wao aliwasikia wakisema kwa lugha yake mwenyewe, lugha ya mama kwa maneno mengine.
And they were all amazed and marveled.
Na wote walishtuka kabisa na kustaajabu.
Saying one to another.
Wakasemezana.
Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?
Je, hawa wote wanaozungumza si wa Galilaya?
And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?
Basi imekuwaje basi kila mmoja wetu anasikia wakinena kwa lugha yake ya kuzaliwa?
The moment power came.
Mara tu nguvu ziliposhuka.
It was such a historic moment.
Ulikuwa wakati wa kihistoria kabisa.
And look what happens. Peter gets up.
Natazameni kile kilichotendeka. Petro anasimama.
Turn with me to verse 14. But behold, standing up with the 11, Peter
Petro
lifted up his voice and he said unto them, ye men of Judea and ye all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken
kwa maana watu hawa hawajalewa,
as ye suppose,
kama vile mnavyodhani,
seeing it is but the third hour of the day.
Kwa maana mnaona ni saa tatu tu ya asubuhi.
The day is young, in other words.
Siku ni changa kabisa kwa maneno mengine.
But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel.
Bali jambo hili ndilo lililotabiriwa na nabii Yoeli.
I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Nitamimina roho wangu juu ya miili yote.
And your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Na wana wenu na binti zenu watatabiri.
And your young men shall see visions.
Na vijana wenu wataona maono.
And your old men shall dream dreams.
Na wazee wenu wataota ndoto.
And on my servants.
Na hata juu ya watumishi wangu.
And on my handmaidens.
Na juu ya watumishi wangu.
I'll pour out in those days my spirit.
Nitamwaga roho wangu nao katika siku hizo.
And they shall prophesy.
Now watatabiri.
And so this is amazing.
Hivyo basi hii yashangaza.
This was the moment now.
Huu ulikuwa wakati sasa.
When the promised power came.
Ambapo ile nguvu zilizoahidiwa zilipokuja.
The power the present day church ought to be walking in.
Nguvu ambazo kanisa la sasa hivi lapaswa kutembea ndani mwake.
The power.
Nguvu.
Of the spirit of the Lord.
The roho wa Mungu.
That enables the church to resist the devil.
Ambazo zinawezesha kanisa kumpinga shetani.
Let us turn now to Luke 24 now with this understanding.
Wacha tuende sasa kwenye kitabu cha Luka 24 sasa na ufahamu huu.
Luke chapter 24 verse 46, blessed people.
Luka sura 24 mstari wa 46, watu wabarikiwa.
Beginning 46:49.
Kwanza 46 hadi 49.
Luke 24:46-49 says.
Luka 24:46-49 anasema.
Says he told them.
Anasema akawaambia.
This is what is written.
Haya ndio yaliyoandikwa.
The Christ will suffer.
Kristo atateseka.
And rise from the dead on the third day.
Na kufufuka kutoka kwa wafu kwa siku ya tatu.
And repentance.
Na toba.
And forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name.
Na msamaha wa dhambi utaotangazwa kupitia jina lake.
To all nations.
Kwa mataifa yote.
Beginning at Jerusalem.
Kuanzia Yerusalemu.
You are witnesses of these things.
Ninyi ni mashahidi wa mambo haya.
I'm going to send you what my father has promised.
Tazama naenda kuwatumia kile ambacho baba yangu ameahidi.
But stay in this city, in the city here.
Lakini kaeni katika mji hapa.
Until you have been clothed with power.
Hadi mtakapovikwa nguvu.
From on high.
Kutoka juu.
But stay in this city here now.
Bali kaeni katika mji huu hapa sasa.
Until you have been clothed with power.
Hadi mtakapovikwa nguvu.
From on high.
Kutoka juu.
So how can you go without power?
Hivyo basi je, mnawezaje kuenenda bila nguvu?
The world will attack you.
Ulimwengu utawashambulia.
Without power.
Bila nguvu.
But he gave the order and the command.
Lakini alipeana amri.
That they cannot leave.
Ya kwamba hawawezi kuondoka.
Until they have been infilled by the Holy Spirit.
Hadi watakapojazwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
And then they are led by the Holy Spirit.
Halafu wataongozwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
Now turn with me. Let us now handle the practicality of these things sasa, in the church.
Sasa geuka pamoja nami. Wacha tukaweze kukabiliana na utendakazi wa mambo haya kanisani.
Turn with me now to Luke chapter 10.
Geuka pamoja nami sasa kwenye kitabu cha Luka sura ya 10.
Verse 17.
Mstari wa 17.
Luke chapter 10:17.
Kitabu cha Luka sura ya 10:17.
What did Jesus give to the church? What did he expect of the church?
Je,
what was the power he dispensed to the church?
Je, Yesu alipeana nini kwa kanisa? Je, ni nini alitarajia kwa kanisa? Je, ni nguvu zipi alizopeana kwa kanisa?
Luke chapter 10, blessed people.
Kitabu cha Luka sura ya 10, watu wabarikiwa.
Verse 17:19.
Mstari wa 17 hadi 19.
Once you are ready, we read.
Mara tu mko tayari tutasoma.
He says.
Anasema.
Luke chapter 10:17-19.
Luka sura ya 10 mstari wa 17 hadi 19.
He says the following.
Anasema yafuatayo.
He says.
Anasema.
Then 72 returned. Then the 72 returned with joy and said.
Ndipo wale 72 wakarudi kwa furaha na kusema.
Lord.
Bwana,
even the demons submit to us in your name.
Hata pepo wachafu wanatutii kwa jina lako.
Did you understand now?
Je, mmeelewa sasa?
The power he promised.
Nguvu alizoahidi.
He sent them out
aliwatuma nje
with power
na nguvu.
The way he has sent the present day church,
jinsi ambavyo ametuma kanisa la sasa
hivi, with power
na nguvu.
But she has gone without power.
Lakini ameenda bila nguvu.
When the 72 went,
wakati wale 72 walipoenda,
they went with power.
Walienda na nguvu.
And when they went with power,
na wakati walipoenda na nguvu,
they were astonished.
Walishtuka.
That not only did they bring healing to cripples and blind and deaf. Not only did they bring healing. If you say Swahili, I'll be very careful. I don't have time. Not only did they bring healing of cripples and blind and deaf.
Sio tu walileta uponyaji kwa viwete viziwi na vipofu.
But also demons ran away from them, were under their authority. Hallelujah. The power that the present day church has also been sent with.
Lakini pia mapepo yaliwatoroka, walitumwa na nguvu na mamlaka.
The power that the present day church has also been given access to, and she's not accessed, she's not taken it.
Nguvu ambayo kanisa la sasa hivi pia limepewa lakini halijapokea.
And he say,
na anasema,
the 72 returned with joy and said,
wale 72 wakarudi na furaha na kusema,
Lord,
Bwana,
even the demons submit to us.
Hata pepo wachafu wanatutii.
In your name.
Kwa jina lako.
He replied.
Akawajibu.
I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Nilimuona shetani akianguka kutoka mbinguni kama umeme wa radi.
In other words, the authority of God that I am giving to you people has come from God. And it's so powerful. It flashed the big old devil himself down like a lightning.
Kwa maneno mengine mamlaka ambayo nimewapa ninyi watu
ya authority I'm giving to you.
Ya kwamba mamlaka ambayo ninawapatia
ninyi watu. Is too mighty.
Ni kuu kabisa.
That I saw that Satan himself.
Ya kwamba nilimuona shetani mwenyewe.
Was flashed out from heaven like lightning.
Alitupwa kutoka mbinguni kama umeme wa radi.
That is the authority of God the Father that I'm giving you.
Haya ndio mamlaka ya Mungu Baba ambayo ninawapatia.
So how then can you say that some lies and sin and wickedness and evil have been engineered, orchestrated by the devil in the church, and so the church is overwhelmed by the devil? How?
Hivyo basi je, unawezaje kusema ya kwamba uongo, usherati na dhambi fulani ambayo imetengenezwa tu na shetani na imeletwa ndani ya kanisa kwa kanisa?
Look at the power he gave the church.
Tazameni nguvu ambazo alipeana kwa kanisa.
Verse 19.
Mstari wa 19.
I have given you authority and power to trample on the snakes and the serpents and the scorpions, and to overcome and trample the power of Satan. Hallelujah!
Nimewapa mamlaka ya kukanyaga nyoka na nge na juu ya nguvu zote za kitakacho wadhuri ili kwamba mwangamize kabisa na kushinda nguvu za shetani.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He say,
anasema,
that the power that he gave the church,
ya kwamba nguvu alizopeana kwa kanisa,
that today now,
ya kwamba leo hii sasa,
I give you power and authority to step out. And when you meet the serpent, to crush the head. When you meet the scorpion, to crush their head. When you meet the devil, to kick the devil. Hallelujah! Why is the present day church walking without power? Why then are you? Why are they walking without power? Why is the present day church walking without power? Tell me, Senior Bishop Mike on his one. Don't be close to me on that side. Why is the present day church walking without power? Because he's saying that there is power. And ye shall receive power. When you receive power, and the Holy Ghost shall be upon you, and you'll be my witnesses with power, then why is the present day church saying that the little demons have defeated her? She's lying. She's dressing nude. You can see that the devil is disturbing her so much. And he's saying, and ye shall receive power. And when you receive power, and the Holy Ghost shall be upon you, and then you shall be my witnesses in Mushada, in Kiambu, in Muranga, in Wangige, in Mwamuto. You shall be my witnesses in Nairobi, in Santo Domingo, in Santiago de Chile, in New York City, When you meet the devil, you kick them out. Hallelujah. The power. Holy Ghost power. Why is the present day church walking without power? The serpent has beat me here. Why? The spider has beat me here. Why? The scorpion. Why is the present day church walking without power? Why are you walking without power? My condition one, stand here and answer me. Why are you walking without power? Why is the present day church crying around and saying that they are defeated, that they have no power? No. The church of this age needs power. If the church had received power, your daughters would not have married other women. They would not have brought another girl home. Your daughter bringing a girl home saying, "This is my wife." The church needs power.
Wow.
The church needs power. If the church had power, the false prophets would not be at the altar. And he said to them, "Ye shall receive power." And then he gave it to them. And he said, "On this day, I give you power." And when you meet the serpent, you can crush the head of the serpent and trample on them and tread on the serpent. And when you meet the scorpion and you crush them with your feet, nothing will harm you. And when you meet the devil, you kick them out. Hallelujah! The church was supposed to walk with power. And he said, "And ye shall receive power." And he told them that don't leave Jerusalem until you receive power, the Holy Ghost power. When you have power, then you can represent me. You can witness Jesus from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to Beersheba, all the Ayalon, Ashdod, Debokeh, to Haifa, to Ayalon, all down up to Jerusalem, coming down out to Beersheba, all the way to Kibbutz Metulah, Kibbutz Netzarim, all the way to Mahon Weisman, to Haifa, all the way to Bar Ilan. You'll be my representative. Now you can represent me. And he said, only that then you can do it. Because this world has the devil. I saw the devil flashed here. If you go without power, he will torment you. You will make your son bring another man and say, "I'm married to a man."
Hey,
the church needs power. If you go without power, he knew already that if the church went without power, then you see your daughter coming home with another girl and telling you, "Daddy, this is my wife."
Hey,
he's saying you need power, that you cannot go without power. And ye shall receive power. And on the day he gave it to them, and he said, "And I've given you power and authority to go out there and look for serpents and begin crushing their heads, crushing the head of the serpent, crushing the head of the scorpions. And when you meet the devil, kick them out." Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He promised power. What is this? The church is walking and she has no power. What is the problem? What is the problem? Why is the church walking without power? He said, "And ye shall receive power." And he knew there is power. That when he goes up there, if he raised one cripple in Jerusalem, but when you receive power, because he will be up there, sitting on the right hand side of power, then you will stand here, and you just decree a cripple in South Sudan get up, a cripple in Ivory Coast get up, a cripple in Corvo, Sweden, Finland get up, many cripples, thousands in Kenya get up. He said, "You shall receive power and greater things than I shall you do." Why is the church humiliating Jesus? Why is the church humiliating Jesus? Why is the church humiliating Jesus? That your son is coming back home. He's coming with another man. And saying, this is his wife. No. The church needs power. This generation needs power.
And
when people are in drug addiction, when you search the handbag of your daughter, when you search the handbag of your daughter, when she has come at night, you'll find a joint of bangi, a joint of bang. You'll find some pieces of cocaine. This generation needs power. When you check her bags, you see that she made an abortion. She has some receipts.
Hey,
this generation needs power. And the Lord promised. He said that he shall receive power. And I give you power today to go out. When you meet the serpent, begin to step on the heads of the serpent and crush their heads and crush the scorpion. And you meet Satan himself. Give him a take. Kick him out. Why? Because he shall receive power. Power from on high. So why? Why is this generation walking without power? Senior Archbishop, why? The church needs power. And that's why they can make fake miracles. They say, so I see. Go sell your land and bring the money. And your crippled walk. And then there is nothing. Why? Because they need power. They have no power. You cannot minister without power. You cannot raise a cripple without power. And yet the Lord has provided power. And he said, he shall receive power and minister in power and walk with power. That when you go out there, you may go with power. When you preach, preach with power. When you begin to minister, raise cripples with power. And when you enter there, tell them, now the power has come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Why? And he say in the book of Second Timothy.
Kwenye kitabu cha Timotheo wa pili.
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
Timotheo wa pili sura 3 mstari wa 5.
He says there is a church.
Akasema kwamba kuna kanisa.
That is operating without power.
Ambalo linajiendeleza bila nguvu.
Without power.
Bila nguvu.
And that church I see her today.
Na ilo kanisa ninamuona leo hii.
Second Timothy blessed people.
Kitabu cha Timotheo wa pili watu wabarikiwa.
Second Timothy chapter 3.
Timotheo wa pili sura ya 3.
Turn with me there.
Geuka pamoja nami pale.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 5 he says, having a form of godliness, but denying his power, you have nothing to do with this type of people. Having a form of religion, but lacking power. Having a form of salvation, but lacking power. And he's saying, when you look at their dressing, you would wonder. When he's saying, but when you look at the building, there's a signpost, it reads very well.
You might,
it looks, it's well addressed. That this is the church of Christ. When you look at the pastors there, they are wearing the collar. So everything looks well. That there is a church operating now globally. The majority of the church is saying, when you look at them, they look like the church of Christ. But when you examine them again, you see they have no power. That they are worshipping on Sunday. And they are singing, hands are lifted up. They are doing everything right. They have the religious actions. They have the right statements from the mouth. They are saying, praise the Lord. They have the right words. They have the right action. They have the right symbols at the door. They have the right tables and chairs and pews. They have the right collar, white collar. But when you examine them again, then you realize they have no power. They are lacking power. They need power. They are empty of power. They cannot show power. Their cripples are crippled. They are blind, are blind. Because they have no power. The church needs power. This age needs power. This generation needs power. The pulpit needs power. The Christian needs power. And he said, and you shall receive power. shall receive power. What went wrong? And he gave the church power to go and crush the demons, to crush their heads, the heads of the serpent, the scorpions, the heads of the scorpions. And he says that when you meet the devil, kick him out, because you are power more than the devil, because the Most High, he lives in you. The church was promised power. She was told never to live without power. She was told to wait for power. That when you receive power, then now you have time to go. You have permission to go. You have acceptance to go. You have power to go. Now you can minister with power. Now you can convert the world with power. Not for the world to convert you the way you see the church today. It's very shameful. It is shameful that the world converted her.
Ay,
what a generation. When the Lord promised power. And when you have power, then you can now resist the devil. Because the church in Laodicea, when Jesus looked at her, she had no power. She lacked power. She did not walk in power. She had abandoned power. She was doing life in the world. But that is the present day church. And yet the Lord says here that there is power. And he says here, I have given you authority and power to trample on the serpents and the scorpions and to overcome all the powers of Satan. And he finishes by saying, nothing will harm you. Nothing will harm you. Why is the present day church saying, hey, the devil has beaten my marriage. Hey, he has eaten my finances. Hey, he is now attacking my children. Why is the present day church doing that when there is power? So much power. God power. Holy Ghost power. Salvation power. Gospel power was given to the church. Why is she behaving like that? As if she has no power. Humiliating Jesus. Without power. Lacking power. Needing power. And walking empty without power. Like that the other religions laugh at her. She's now doing life like the world. And yet the Lord says, and ye shall receive power from on high. Ye shall receive power. And that day, power came. Even now, there is power. You simply ask. You humble yourself and submit before the Lord and repent fully and reject sin and ask him for power, and he will give you power, and you walk with power, and you minister with power, and you testify power, and then you enter the kingdom of power at the end of it all. What is this?
Hi.
How can you walk empty like that and claim that the devil is more powerful? How can the preachers, the way they preach, they say,
oh,
we long for the days when there was power. We long for the days when Jesus used to raise cripples. But he has promised everybody power. He said, and ye shall receive power. And when you ask, you will receive power. And the day of Pentecost, power came down. And everybody received power. And they went out ministering power. The gospel of power. Salvation of power. The healings of power. The ministry of power. The kingdom of power.
Hey.
Why is the church like that? Why is she without power? Because she does not want to repent. When you tell her about repentance, she said, no, I need to go somewhere else. Where are you going to when the cloud is here? The Lord will lock you out, not fool around. That is obvious. Even a baby knows. Even a baby knows. knows. That's obvious. Even a baby knows. But you try to leave when you have been in the place of power. He will laugh at you and say, but where are you going? When there is power here, cripples are walking here. There is power here. Neutron is colliding here. There is power here. The sun is clapping here. There is power here. They have been doubled here. There is the power here. They are operating in double. That is power. And the kingdom of power is coming. How?
Vipi?
How can the present day church operate without power?
Ni vipi ambavyo kanisa la sasa hivi linaweza kutenda kazi bila nguvu?
Hey.
Hey.
And he says,
na nasema,
very clearly, blessed people.
Kwa wazi kabisa watu wabarikiwa.
The book of Daniel.
Kitabu cha Danieli.
Daniel chapter 6, the power that he gave you.
Danieli sura 6 nguvu ambazo aliwapatia.
Daniel chapter 6, 22.
Kitabu cha Danieli sura 6, 22.
The power available to the church.
Nguvu ambazo zipo kwa ajili ya kanisa.
He says,
na nasema,
my God sent his angel.
Mungu wangu alimtuma malaika wake.
And he shut the mouth of the lion.
Naye akafunga vinywa vya hawa simba.
And they have not hurt me.
Nao hawajanidhuru.
Because I was found innocent in the eyes of my God.
Kwa sababu nilionekana.
There is so much power in the blood of Jesus.
Katika damu ya Yesu.
There is so much power.
Kuna nguvu nyingi sana.
In the kingdom of God.
Katika ufalme wa Mungu.
That when Daniel was thrown in the den of the lion.
Ya kwamba wakati Daniel alitupwa kwenye tundu la simba.
He entered there with power.
Aliingia kula na nguvu.
And there was power that shut the mouth of the lion with power. And he remained untouched because there is power. He promised that power to you that you shall feed the lions, you shall trample the lions and the serpents, and none of them will hurt you. This is the type of power that he promises you. Do you remember Meshach, Abednego,
Shadrach?
They entered fire, but because of power, the fire could not touch them because they entered there with power. That is the power the church has been promised to walk in. You have been promised to walk in that power. What is wrong? Let us go for it. Why are you humiliating Jesus? You have been promised that power, that even the lions surround you. The lions surround you. Masimba. They cannot touch you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have been promised power. And he said, and you shall receive power. And when you receive power, you shall tread on the serpents and tread on the scorpion. And when you meet the devil, you shall kick him out, because ye shall receive power.
Kwa sababu mtapokea nguvu.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because I'm going to the Father.
Kwa sababu ninaenda kwa Baba.
And I'll sit at the right hand of power.
Na nitakaa katika mkono wa kuume wa
nguvu. And I'll send you power.
Nami nitawatumia nguvu.
And God of power will live in you.
Naye Mungu wa nguvu atakaa
ndani mwenu. And you move with power.
Nanyi mtaenda na nguvu.
You minister with power.
Mtahudumu na nguvu.
And you deliver with power.
Nanyi mtaokomba mtaendeleza na nguvu.
And you heal them with power.
Na mkaweza kuponya na nguvu.
And testify with power.
Mtashuhudia na nguvu.
And prepare for the kingdom of power with power. You'll have a lot of power to prepare for the kingdom of power. The kingdom of God. And you'll have a Christianity of power that people will see and run to you. So how do you manage to do this? You just come in from here and in Turid, South Sudan, the cripple stand up. You just come in from here and people don't have to be here. They simply need to record and take to Ivory Coast and play it to somebody, and there is power. And the power opened the blind eyes. In Ivory Coast, there is power.
Kuna nguvu.
He promised that there is power.
Aliahidi ya kwamba kuna
nguvu. And he said that ye shall receive power.
Na akasema kwamba nanyi mtapokea nguvu.
Why did the church receive power?
Kwa nini kanisa lilipokea nguvu?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's why, if that is you tonight,
na ndio sababu kama huyo ni wewe usiku wa leo,
and you want to begin operating in power,
na unataka kuanza kujiendeleza kwa nguvu,
this message is too long.
Ujumbe huu ni mrefu sana.
It's very long. I cannot finish
sana,
it. I've covered almost one quarter, only a quarter tonight.
Nimeshughulikia tu robo moja tu usiku wa leo.
We will continue with this message of power.
Tutaendelea na ujumbe huu wa nguvu.
Because God promised the church.
Kwa sababu Mungu aliahidi kanisa.
And he said that you shall receive power.
Na akasema kwamba nanyi mtapokea nguvu.
And so wherever you are, whether seated,
kwa hivyo basi popote ulipo pengine umekaa,
wherever you are,
popote mlipo,
if you want now to repent,
kama unataka sasa kutubu,
and return back to the gospel of power,
na kuirudia injili ya nguvu,
and live a Christian life of power,
na kuishi maisha ya Kikristo ya nguvu,
my time tells me it's midnight sharp,
wakati muda wangu unaniambia kwamba ni saa 6 kamili,
and so this is the hour to finish it because of work this morning.
Hivyo basi hii ndio saa ya kuimaliza kwa sababu ya kazi ya siku ya leo.
On Wednesday I cannot wait to come back to you,
lakini siku ya Jumatano sina ngoja kwa shauku sana kuja kwenu,
with the gospel of power,
na injili ya nguvu,
and the promise of power,
na ahadi ya nguvu,
salvation of power,
wokovu wa nguvu,
that you may walk with power,
ili tutembee na nguvu,
and testify with power,
na tushuhudie na nguvu,
and prepare with power,
na nguvu,
to enter the kingdom of glory with power,
ili tuingie katika ufalme wa utukufu na nguvu.
Repeat after me then.
Rudia nyumba yangu basi.
If you want to receive Christ,
kama unataka kumpokea Kristo kote kote duniani,
the mighty Lord Jesus,
sema Bwana Yesu mkuu,
tonight I repent.
Usiku wa leo ninatubu.
And totally turn away from sin.
Na kikamilifu kugeuka kutoka kwa dhambi.
And I receive you in my heart.
Na ninakupokea katika moyo wangu.
As my Lord and Savior.
Kama Bwana wangu na Mwokozi wangu.
And I ask you to enter my heart.
Nami nakuuliza uingie katika moyo wangu.
And establish power.
Na uimarishe nguvu.
Inside my life.
Ndani ya maisha yangu.
And fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Na unijaze kwa Roho Mtakatifu.
To establish power.
Ili kuimarisha nguvu.
Inside my heart.
Ndani ya moyo wangu.
And fill me with your word.
Na unijaze na neno lako.
Establish power
ili kuimarisha nguvu
in my life,
katika maisha yangu.
Mighty Lord Jesus,
Bwana Yesu mkuu,
command my steps,
amrisha hatua zangu za miguu,
that I may kill the flesh,
ya kwamba nipate kuua mwili,
crucify the old man,
nisulubishe ule mtu wa kale,
on a daily basis,
kila siku,
and surrender to you,
na nijisalimisha kwako,
that you may give me power,
ya kwamba unipatie nguvu,
that I may walk in power,
ya kwamba nitembee kwa nguvu,
with the gospel of power,
na injili ya nguvu,
and the salvation of power, and minister with power, and win people to the kingdom of God with power. Tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am born again. Amen. If you have said that prayer, I bless you. We'll see you on Wednesday. When you pray now, for those who have not been Christians before, if you pray from now on, you pray in the mighty name of Jesus. You pray in the eternal name of Jesus. You pray in the most glorious name of Jesus. Jesus bless you. Make sure you're baptized. The Messiah is coming. Prepare. And be ready in holiness. Remember the Bible says, for without holiness nobody will see God. So be ready. Prepare. On a daily basis. Every second prepare for him. Be ready for him. Be repentant. Turn away from sin before you go to sleep. When you wake up, first kneel down and repent. Anytime you are driving or you are in the vehicle, at work or wherever, and you think of repentance, just repent. Be ready all the time.
Kila wakati unapofikiria toba uwe popote pale, wewe tu tubu kila wakati, mwe tayari kila wakati.
I have seen the king coming.
Nimemwona mfalme akija.
I have seen the glorious church appear before God.
Na nimeona kanisa la utukufu takatifu.
Thank you. See you on Wednesday. Thank you.
Asanteni kabisa kwa kuja siku ya Jumatano.
Todaraba.
Toda shalom, todaraba.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Todaraba. Thank you.